Could we open our meeting this afternoon with hymn number 22 in the appendix? 22 in the back of the book. The Holy One. Things on my heart to speak of. They are, I believe, in a general way, the four things that the Lord was pleased to recover to the gathered saints nearly 200 years ago. There are many more than four, but we're going to reduce it down to four. I feel like that we are in a situation similar to the Apostle Paul when he was on that voyage to Rome near the end of his journey, and the great storm for 14 days tormented them and threatened them because they had not obeyed Paul's word. And as they drew near to shore, or they deemed that they were near shore, they realized that they had to stop the boat. And they cast out four anchors out of the stern, because if they continued, they would dash on the rocks. This has often been likened to a picture of the Christian testimony at the end that's threatened to be destroyed. And I believe those four anchors that were cast out were cast out of the stern to hold the boat, to keep it from falling on the rocks. And I believe that the Lord, through His people, revealed four particular truths that would be helpful to preserve the Christian testimony. And these have been handed down to us through the years. And by His grace, we are the responsible people to hold fast these things. Young people, you have a tremendous heritage that most Christian young people don't know anything about, or very little about. If we turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 as an introduction, Paul writes to Timothy, near the close of his life, and in verse 13, this is our theme. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. An individual word to hold fast. Mr. Darby says an outline. It's my desire to encourage our hearts, not in a doctrinal way, not to give an exposition of what these four truths are, but to name them in a way that I hope we can understand them, and that it would be a help to hold fast what we have, because much truth is being given up today. And I believe that these four things will keep the Christian testimony in its feebleness and ruin in an outward way that we see it today. In Revelation chapter 3, we have a similar word given to a collective group. The assembly, an assembly. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 11, the last words to the church in Philadelphia before he speaks to the overcomer. Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Is it worthwhile to go on for the Lord, young people, older ones? There's much to discourage us today. We've been through troublous times. Some of our Christian friends that we loved most may not now necessarily be with us. These things test us. Is there something worth holding on to? Has the Lord given us something of value? There's another analogy in the Old Testament when there was a time of recovery when Ezra and Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem. And Ezra in particular was given those treasures of the first temple. Furniture of gold and silver of great value that had been carried away captive to Babylon, which God in His mercy preserved. And when a remnant went back to reestablish a testimony in Jerusalem, those treasures were weighed out to different individuals that carried them all the way back. And they were responsible at the end of the journey to be weighed in again to give the same treasure that had been given to them at the beginning of the journey. I like to think that we are in that kind of a situation too. We have treasures, not physical treasures, not monetary treasures. We have spiritual treasures that cost much. Even to hold a Bible in our hands cost the lives of many martyrs who stood faithful and did not give up. Will the next generation be handed the same treasures that have been handed to you and to me? This is the challenge before us. This is the subject of holding fast that I want to impress upon our souls. Most all of us have seen some of our peers, whether young people or old, that have sold out spiritually, at least in part, some things that they once enjoyed in their souls. May the Lord impress upon us to hold fast, both individually and as a feeble collective testimony gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus. The first truth that I want to speak of is justification by faith. Most of us remember that Martin Luther got a hold of the beginning of this truth in his soul. But most of the reformers did not get hold of the wide, full spectrum of what deliverance from sin is. And our ancestors met together, dug deep in the scriptures. The book of Romans is quite a profound book. I used to think I understood it. I'm beginning to doubt that I see it all clear in every sense of the word. Yes, I know my sins are forgiven. I understand a little of the two natures. I understand a little of the difference between being justified from my sins and having justification of life as to a new nature in Christ. These are wonderful foundational truths, or in some, a truth of justification. Sometimes it's referred to as redemption. You know, if you doubt your salvation, you really can't be a worshiper in the full sense of the word as we were this morning. You cannot draw near to God in full assurance of faith as we did this morning if there's some question in your mind as to your eternal destiny or as to your relationship with God right now where you sit in your chair. If there's something in your life that's troubling in you and on your conscience and bothering you, you can't enjoy full fellowship. You may have broken the bread. You may have partaken. But justification by faith is a very important thing to hold. I have four questions that I'm going to ask during the course of these four things. Not with the sense necessarily of answering the question, but to provoke your interest and thoughts. And these are not new questions. These are questions that have been asked over and over. In fact, I was asked one of them this week by a young man who used to be gathered to the Lord's name. And he got away from the Lord. Got into the world. The good American life, if you please. And the Lord put his hand upon him. At this moment, he's in the hospital, cannot walk. But there's been a measure of restoration in his soul. And he came back to meeting the place where he was brought up. He lives far away from a meeting now, can't go. It looks like the Lord may take him home. The first question is, how do you know you cannot lose your salvation? Justification by faith. We'll just turn to a couple scriptures before we go on to the next one. Romans chapter 3. Verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Chapter 4. Verse 24 at the end. Jesus our Lord. Let's begin at the beginning of the verse. Romans 4:24. But for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 5, verse 18. Verse 17. These are all verses that have to do with justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as the offense of the one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. And one more in chapter 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There are two parts to justification. When the Lord Jesus died, he not only dealt with our sins, he also dealt with the sin nature. And as a believer in the Lord Jesus, it's a good thing to enjoy both and be at peace with God concerning your sins and know that you stand in perfection of Jesus, that the righteousness of God is yours if you are in Christ. And it's also a wonderful thing to know that the end of that old Adam nature came to pass when Jesus was crucified, and we no longer look for good in it, in ourselves, and that the power to walk the Christian life comes by faith in Jesus through the power of the new life by the Spirit of God that dwells in us. Justification. You cannot lose your salvation. What you can lose is you can lose the joy of it. And there are consequences to those who walk carelessly. And the enjoyment of your salvation will become less precious. Hold that fast. You have. The second point that I want to speak about is the Holy Spirit dwelling in the assembly, individually in believers and collectively as a leader and a guide. I understand that you have in the meetings here yesterday and the day before Romans chapter 12.